The death of 46-year-old George Floyd, an African-American man, after a white police officer held his knee on his neck in Minneapolis for more than 8 minutes, has sparked protests around the country. There were clashes with police as well as arson and looting that took place while demonstrators protested peacefully. Meanwhile, President Trump tweeted law and order on Sunday night as protesters and police clashed outside the White House. Kirkland Hall is a member of the Maryland Lynching Truth and Reconciliation Commission and a longtime local activist.
Well, let me look top of the death first. It was, horrific. It was hard to look at, especially when you could hear the young lady or your gentleman crying and screaming to the officer. And then the officer had his hands in his pocket. After viewed it a few times, you could see his actions. And that really upset me. But the main thing is you had other officers standing around. And they allowed it to happen, and no one moved to check. And, he was handcuffed on the ground. Why was that necessary? But, again, it's up to the court to decide.
And what about the protests that we saw across the country?
So I think everybody has a right to protest. And I'm a firm believer in nonviolent protests. And to protest, it takes training. It takes perseverance. It takes courage. But when it turns to violence, I have a problem with that. The looting and the stealing and the damage of the police cars and damaging businesses, it's sad to see, because now we're already going through a pandemic for the last 3 months. People are suffering. 40+ million people are unemployed. And now the numbers are going to rise because they have damaged so many businesses in the cities. And my question, what does that have to do with the protests?
Were you surprised at the fact that there were so many protests across the country, far more than, say, for instance, I saw after Ferguson?
Well, I think what happened, the pandemic, people inside for so long, and what happens, the event gives them a license to get out in the streets. And how, well, it's a legitimate cause. I think last 6 years, was 6 or 7 African-Americans, men and women, have been killed in the custody of police. So it's time to have some dialogue, and it's time to make some changes. It's time to let police, let everyone know that the police is not above the law. That everyone has to abide, although they're there to protect, but they still need to abide by the law because citizens have rights too.
What's your assessment of the response by the White House?
Well, I don't think there's any leadership in the White House. I think once you put gasoline on a fire, on smoke, and it's possibility of a fire, I think that is utterly ridiculous. If you're supposed to be a leader, you're supposed to talk about calm, peace. Let's see if we can come together to have some resolutions. But I'm impressed. We've got black and white both, and probably some other nationalities, protesting, which is great. I think that is a change. More so than in the 60s, but for leadership, I think there's room for concern.
Kirkland Hall is a member of the Maryland Lynching Truth and Reconciliation Commission and a longtime activist. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.